Since the jeweler, this is Eric.
Eric, Bob from RDI, how are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you doing?
Good. Is your dad in?
He is. Hold on just a sec.
Thanks.
Yep. Hello?
Hey, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob. Didn't call you back. I'm sorry. I thought about that this morning.
Okay.
As I was getting
ready. I was just thinking, the other one looked like a better option, better size.
I didn't look at it, but yes, I think it is. I'm going to check that out
too.
Here in just a little bit.
Yeah, better price too by a lot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. This one was only $1,000.
Oh yeah, that's right. That'd be a lot better for me.
Yeah, you should be able to make some money on that one.
Yeah.
I think it's 5mm square too, so it's a little bit bigger too.
Okay.
Square. So.
All right.
Check
okay,
it out.
I'll,
let me know what you
yeah,
think.
I know. Yeah, they said it was there, and I'm going to look at it, but then I didn't.
Okay.
I was 2 hours with mom again, trying to get her calmed down. So.
Yeah. What's going on with her now? Is she gonna?
Oh, she fell, and you know, I told you
gonna,
that she. Has.
Is she gonna be able to live on her own still?
No, she's been in the nursing home for 2 years.
Oh, she has been. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, she's been in there for 2 years, and this happened in the nursing home. But they can't restrain them. They can't put bed rails on. They can't put this on there. Can't put that on there. But by God, they can put a camera in the nurse's station.
Yeah.
So they can see if she's trying to get up, because that's where that's where our problem comes. And she won't. She just thinks she can do it. So it's pretty much a fact.
Oh, boy.
So now she's starting to get off into, and what really makes it bad, because she thinks she got a little baby someplace, and you know how that is, and when you say
right.
she don't, then she gets mad, and then she's got to go find this baby and take care of it, and that's, she does stuff that she wasn't able to even do a week ago.
Does she,
and the same.
You know, my friend Tim, his sister actually went to school with me. She's the same age as me, but she got Alzheimer's bad.
Right.
And, you know, she
bad God.
Wound up getting, Tim got her a doll.
Right, and that's what we're I'm contemplating.
It really calmed her down quite a bit.
Yep. You may have told me that the other day. I don't know. Somebody mentioned that, and I bet it was you. But, yeah, I'm thought about that last night, because maybe that would do it. Although it's Greg, she just needs to see him. But
right.
that don't happen. He doesn't go out there. So.
It's tough. There's not much you can do. Yeah, it's just
No, it's just you do what you can. I'm trying to make her comfortable. Trying to just make her comfortable, but it's not easy. And then it's the last thing I need to do is go out there and listen to that for 2 hours and can't get her off of it. And I did make some headway though. I finally got her to reason. I said, Mom, just think about it. You're saying it's Greg. Yes, she had Greg. He was a baby. And guess what? You had a hysterectomy right after you had Greg. So guess what? You couldn't be having a baby the size you're talking about out here. So
yeah. Well, that's just...
But,
there's no logic to that.
No.
I think what happens is they get lost in time. They don't...
Yep. That's exactly what it is. She's living back in...
Yeah,
she's living back in those days.
You know, sometimes you have, like, I don't know about you, but I get dreams where...
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, they wake up and they think they're real.
You wake up in your... I mean, obviously, when you're older, you understand that that's you.
Right.
But then you must go back to that time where you're just... So, if you spend so much time in bed...
Right.
...that I think your awake time and your sleep time are so intermixed that they all become one.
Right. I agree with you. I think that's what's going on.
I wonder if maybe they should, I don't know, can you, you know, stimulate her, you know, a lot more during the day? Can they do
well, that? And that's what we're trying to do. She's pretty hard-headed. And so the girls can get to her better than me. You know, I'm still the guy. She always told what to do, so.
Right.
Sure,
well,
that's
good
not
luck
believe,
with that.
Because you don't believe anything I'm saying, so what am I sitting here for?
She
rejected every damn thing, then she turned around and asked me, what will you do? I said, it don't do me no good, Mom.
Yeah, there's no logic to anything.
No.
If they knew how much they were putting you through, they wouldn't.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah, so they don't.
You got to realize that. She's
and that's
just
what you
got.
Yeah, you got to look at it that way. My brother doesn't, and so he got mad at her because some things she was saying, and so he just don't go. So that's how he handles it. But some people can get by, live with that. I can't. So.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. It depends on
different people,
different personalities, different.
Yep.
Different ways of dealing with things. Some people can't handle that stuff.
Nope.
Some people can compartmentalize it, you know, and
take
it for what it is and you know, make the best of it. You know, you're just looking, you're doing it not for your benefit, for her benefit. Even if she doesn't completely be aware of who you are and what you're doing, there is some benefit to her.
Right.
Yeah, that's... It's hard. I'm glad those days are over with for me.
Yep.
I went through this probably 15 years ago now.
Yeah.
It was awful.
It's nothing fun about it.
No, there's
getting old's not for sissies.
No. And there's no upside. None.
Nope. None.
It's all downside. It's all down.
It's all down. Yep.
So you got to.
Until she has a good evening, you know. Does she have a good evening though? The night before, she just got back from the hospital, and so she still had kind of drugged up, and we had sat there and had a margarita, and we just visited like we always would. It's just strange how it's flipped.
Yeah.
It just flips.
Yeah. They get moments of lucid.
Right.
You know where everything sounds normal and everything, and then all of a sudden they're right back to where they were.
Right. Exactly.
It's hard. It's just amazing. It's so difficult. But I would probably just suggest, like, to your brother, just listen. It's not going to be fun. There's going to be nothing good that comes out of it. You're doing it because, you know, she's your mother.
Right, right.
You feel obligated. But don't expect anything positive to come out.
No. She was laying in the emergency room, and I actually FaceTimed him, and I thought that might help her. And so, but...
Is he the doctor?
She just can't put together that he's that old.
Is he the doctor, brother?
Yeah.
Okay. So he should know better than you, even.
I know. Yeah, he should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does.
You pick up the slack, and that's why.
That's right. Exactly.
Taking advantage of you. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Oh, brother. So. All right. Well, listen. If there's anything I can do for you, let me know.
Oh yeah, it's part of my excuse program here to when I don't get stuff done. But I've got to figure up for a customer on some gold and stuff real quick, and then I'll look at that. They said it was here, so I just got to look at it. So
let me know.
Okay, Bob.
All right.
I will. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.